I once knew a preacher who was tall, quiet and lean. And on his hip he wore a gun like none I'd ever seen. When challenged by a fast gun, he would beg him not to draw. Then the gun would leap into his hand and fire before he saw.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
The Heartline Special ran true to its name. The bullet was pushed forward by an orange streak of flame. And just before the death, each man would get his just reward. And to this day, I think it was the right hand of the Lord. At night, down on his bended knees, with tears upon his face, he'd beg the Lord to send another man to take his place. When challenged by a gunman, his Bible he would kiss. And it seemed to guide the hand that held the gun that never missed. The Heartline Special ran true to its name. The bullet was pushed forward by an orange streak of flame. And just before the death, each man would get his just reward. And to this day, I think it was the right hand of the Lord. And to this day, I think it was the right hand of the Lord.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
You know, there's just so many good solutions, but unfortunately, politicians are the ones taking the money from the special interest groups and the big corporations and everything else. And they can't think on our level.
Joe, is there a tiger in the background? What does that sound?
That is a hyena, believe it or not.
Travis.
Sounds like big, doesn't it?
Travis, Joe's got a hyena behind him right now.
I hear him.
I'm looking at two Jagoffs with McDonald's cups.
Joe's got hyenas
around him. He lives a different life than you and me. Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
What's up?
Via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
I also am here.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have a program for you tonight.
Excellent.
So much to discuss. But Travis, I believe what we need at the very top of the show is a ceiling update.
Napier. I completely agree.
Do we have any theme music for the ceiling update?
I believe Travis has something prepared.
Your house is in shambles and you just put newspaper over it. You walk away and pour yourself some cereal. It's time to fix your fucking house.
Napier, is there a ceiling update?
Yes.
please share it with our listeners.
Give it to us then.
Napier, you know that we worry about you. We worry about you all the time.
I believe that is false.
And you know, our mutual friends, they say, how's Napier? Is Napier okay? Because I'm the only one that you still communicate with. And they all just, they worry about you all the time.
I guarantee you.
And that's why
that
we booked
no.
another guest that pertains to your current situation Welcome the four guys from this old house.
Napier.
Yes.
Please share with us your ceiling update.
Well, we were supposed to start on Saturday, and that didn't happen. We started on Sunday. We got about 80% through with it, but we all got tired, so we said we'll finish this up later this week.
So the ceiling has made progress.
It's 80% done. There's one more strip that needs to be put up, but it's over my stairs going into the basement.
See, Trevor, now the one more strip, that just tells me he should have just finished, right?
It seems like you could have spent another hour and just finished her off.
I mean, now you got to drag all the stuff out again, right?
Well, The problem is it's right over my stair hole. Like, there's a hole, and then my stairs are there, but we have to figure out a way how to get a ladder to sit on these damn fuckers right so that we can hammer up these goddamn screws.
So, Travis, if there was ever a put-a-towel-over-it place, that would be the put-a-towel-over-it place,
that's
right?
That's the place.
Sounds you too hard.
One of those weird transformer ladders that you can bend and twist however you'd like to, and that seems like that would have solved that
problem.
You just
find a really tall guy.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I can't find one of those. However, you are taller than me. You want to come over Friday and screw some drywall into my ceiling?
Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah.
On Friday after work?
Yeah, I would love for you to do that so I don't have to.
So I got to get up on a ladder?
Yes.
Oh. And you got like a drill?
Yeah, electric drill.
And is my extra like 2 inches going to be the deciding factor in you having a ceiling or not?
Probably.
my extra 2 inches, that's what's going to seal the deal. Yeah, Napier.
The ladies always ask me if I can find them an extra 2 inches all the fucking time.
The ladies?
Yeah, the ladies.
They say, hey, you know what will really make this go from good to great?
2 inches.
2 inches.
Yeah.
Just did two more. that'll hit the button. Hit the button just right.
Right on the
and
head.
That's when you invite your friend over to help you out.
Travis, how do the porn ladies make... How does porn still make money?
People still pay for it.
Yeah, there's still adult video stores all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's still subscription services. AdamandEve.com is a thing.
Is that like how newspapers are still in business?
Guess so.
Porn and newspapers are kind of in the same boat.
Most newspapers now like let you read so many articles for free online, and if you want to read any more, you have to like get a subscription.
You know what's been going on with me the last couple of days is when I go to news articles on my computer, a thing pops up that says, hey, you have on ad blocker, and if you don't turn it off, you can't even look at this. Fuck you.
I tell them, well, guess I'm not looking at this page.
Don't need the news that bad.
Nope. You don't have shit that will warrant me turning off my ad blocker.
In the parlance of our times, there's 20 other people reporting the same story. Every time there's any sort of tidbit of news, there's 300 sources all throwing out the same article.
Yep.
All you're going to see is cops shooting dogs, cops shooting black people. You're
going to
see
shooting kids. Don't forget that.
Cops shooting a bunch of people and other depressing shit.
Hey, like, you guys see that there's pictures of Josh Brolin with stuff on his face? No. And then you put that picture out there and then like 400 geek news sites all post the same picture. And if one of them says, turn off your ad blocker, you can't see the picture of Josh Brolin, then there's 299 other places that'll show it to me.
Or exactly. I just go directly to Josh Brolin's Instagram and see the original post that he made that everybody picked up on and ran as a news story.
Yeah, that's why the news article is there, because Josh Brolin put it on his Instagram feed.
Anytime I see those clickbait bullshit articles about like some Marvel reveal or whatever, or Zack Snyder tweeted a picture of Ben Affleck next to the Batmobile, it's like, well, I guess I know that I should just go check out Zack Snyder's Twitter feed or what Ryan Reynolds did on his own Twitter feed instead of reading your shitty article that's got three ads in between two paragraphs.
No, Travis, they collect all the information for you. Don't forget, they also add whatever their shitty opinion is.
Yeah,
but the porno people, I'm baffled at how the porno people, because they still seem to be living lavish lifestyles. They seem to be doing pretty damn good. And it's crazy to me, because not only is it so readily available for free everywhere, but there's amateurs doing it just for the love of the craft. And I was thinking that the way to get ahead of it would be sneaky product placement. Obviously,
oh, Coke cans turn the right way.
Coke doesn't want to be associated with porn.
Everybody wants to be associated with porn just a little bit, just to get it, you know, seared into the back of your knuckles.
But if you did it sneakily,
yeah,
some sneaky product placement, that would be the next step, I guess. And then you could avoid the ads. You just pay to do ladies up like a NASCAR.
Did you ever see that first season of Eureka?
Eureka, the show on Nickelodeon with the dragon and the...
No, that's Eureka's Castle. I'm talking about Eureka on sci-fi.
Eureka's Castle, it was a gal and a dragon.
Yeah, they were
and
puppets.
They taught you how to read.
Yeah, and they had adventures.
Right.
On Eureka, they had fucking product ads where they would like...
What's Eureka?
The show on sci-fi.
It was about a town infested by X-Files cases, essentially.
And I'd move.
Yeah, the first season, it was nothing but product placement. Like, somebody would put down, like, degree for men, like the underarm deodorant. They would like, oh, look, degree. I really like this kind of underarm deodorant. Place it down, logo facing out, with a nice slow shot of the degree logo.
Yeah.
That kind of bullshit was throughout that fucking first season. You could do that with porn.
Sure.
Yeah,
but you got to be sneaky. I mean, because obviously degree doesn't, you know, want to be associated with spooky murders. But, you know, if it's sneaky and you just think, oh, this character uses degree, good for him.
So what you're saying is they should do more Mentos and Coke in the anus.
Do you remember that HostGator.com that we talked about? The guy that put all the stuff on his face?
Yeah, tatted himself all up.
What if gals that were going to do the pornographies just got Coca-Cola logos tattooed like right below their titties?
Yeah,
and just got like one fee for doing that?
You could make that happen.
If you look at some of the feeds of these gals, though, they really do like peddle certain products. It's like those quote unquote internet models that do those things. That their whole job is to keep themselves looking real nice,
right?
And then take pictures of themselves on beaches and shit in swimsuits, and then their other picture is them peddling some kind of protein powder or some bullshit like that. And I think some of the porn
gals do
the same
thing.
Do
you think they supplement their income
thing.
That way? They say, "Hey, I use this protein powder," or I guess
absolutely.
The protein powder is fine with it because they're just showcasing their work at sculpting this body that you're ogling. Yeah.
Would you like to look just as hot as me? Buy this overpriced powder and make a shake out of it. You're gonna be good.
That's just dehydrated peanuts.
I would assume
it's
so.
Crumbled up peanuts. Just eat some peanuts. You know what I'm saying?
Coming soon from WFOD is the WFOD supplement powder. This will have cashews in it.
We're gonna get some peanuts. We're gonna get some cashews. We're gonna get some almonds. We're gonna put them in a blender. We're going to chop them up real good into a fine powder that you can then mix into your smoothies, or take a packet of it and just eat it dry like a Fun Dip.
We could sell giant boxes of raw eggs like Rocky. Call them Rocky Shakes. It's just raw eggs in a glass.
The trans people are mad, Travis, because the trans people, I was seeing a lot of people that were mad. You can't say you're not attracted to a trans person because that's transphobic to say you're not attracted to the trans.
Here's the line of thinking, and if you follow me along this path, you'll figure out where they're coming from. So there's like a chick and she, in her mind, she was born a dude, should have had a penis, doesn't, has a vagina.
Right.
Goes, gets some kind of surgery, gets herself a penis.
Right.
Goes to date ladies and the ladies say, oh, I didn't realize you're trans. So we're going to break this off.
Right.
Because in the lady's mind that she's trying to date, the ladies are heterosexual, and in their mind, the trans person who was born a lady is still a lady.
Right.
That's what they're mad about, is that they consider themselves to be heterosexual, whatever gender they view themselves as, and other people still view them as whatever they were born as.
Because you're not necessarily attracted to that configuration of
parts.
Diddly wads.
Yeah, so they're upset that people who would normally date people in a heterosexual relationship don't see them as an opposite gender. They see them as the gender they were born as, not as what they are trying to transition
so
into.
So I'm reading the debates, and I have a solution. It's mm-hmm. a simple solution. Should be fine for everyone. The hopeful yet.
Yeah.
I haven't been gay yet. Doesn't mean that you're gay. You're not admitting to anything. You're not saying, thus far, haven't been gay. The hopeful yet could apply to trans. You say, you know, I've seen trans people in my life, and I haven't been attracted to one yet.
Just like the she hasn't seen Evil Dead 2 yet argument from High Fidelity.
Right. Everyone is a potential Evil Dead 2 fan.
And they should be.
They just haven't seen it yet.
Now, does that give you the impression that she never wants to see it, or she doesn't have...
Not necessarily.
Or she just hasn't seen it yet.
You chronicle your experiences thus far, Travis. You say, you know what? I've seen lots of men in my day and haven't been attracted to one yet. So that's not a homophobic statement. That's not to say, ew, gay dudes are gross. And it's not going to offend any of your buddies who are, you know, all man and only fuck gals. Because they all haven't fucked a dude yet either.
Fair enough.
Right. It just means I haven't been presented with Justin Timberlake's penis yet.
Travis, wait, would you blow Justin Timberlake? Would you really?
How much money is
involved? Like, if Justin Timberlake just said, Travis, I know you're a fan, I will allow you to blow me.
I think the mood would have to be set. He'd have to sing a couple of bars from like Mirror or something like that.
Is he allowed to clean himself up with his $100 bills? Like whatever he can get to stick on his face, he can take home with him.
So this isn't gay what we're saying.
No.
Travis hasn't blown Justin Timberlake yet.
Right.
He might not have a good time.
Might not.
Justin Timberlake might not have a good time.
With that dick right in his face, might not suck it.
Nope.
But until it happens, you don't know.
You never know.
You don't know. The hopeful yet is what you have. And that would solve everything, I think. I think that there isn't a trans that could have a problem with people saying, I have not been attracted to a trans yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was put in that situation where I was dating a gal and on date 5, you know, it had been firmly established that me and her were attracted to one another. We had given each other the fuck eyes over a shared dessert.
Yep.
And then she revealed to me that at one point she had a penis. Now she does not. And I in that moment, had not been attracted to a trans person yet. But here I was, looking at one that we had already talked about, and I got curious. I was thinking, I bet it would be easier to bottom out on this gal, right?
Probably, yeah.
You'd feel huge.
For a little bit. Then what if you get too far in there and you get stuck on the exit?
Then I unbuttoned her blouse, and on button 4, I realized that she had a Barks root beer tattoo.
Is that something that can squash this deal?
And I was like, you know what? I don't know if I can deal with this. Corporate shill.
Yeah. If all of the root beers, why did you choose Barks? I'm going to have to go.
Obviously, no taste.
Yeah, you got your IBC, Travis. You got your A&W.
Oh, it's a sarsaparilla. You got mug root beer. You have.
See, I would put Barks above mug.
Oh, I yeah, don't like that.
Too. But then you got, I mean, you got all these craft root beers now. I know the brewery closest to me, they have a selection of root beers and cream sodas. So, I don't know. Not Barks.
Barks. So. It's something to think, I was thinking about, you know, I try to find a happy medium. I try to bring peace, you know what I mean? Because, if you choose a side and you stick with that side and you're not willing to hear the other side out and you just yell your shit back and forth to one another, nothing's ever going to get done. You need guys like me. You know what I'm saying, Napes? You need guys like me.
Yeah. Will you just fuck anything that moves?
Those guys in the middle. Not yet.
I guess not.
Not yet. But who knows? I'll tell you, one day, there might be a man that comes around a corner and just stops me in my tracks. I'm like, I gotta have that guy's penis in my mouth right now. Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened yet. One day, you never know.
Hey, you watch enough porn, anything goes.
It gets kind of weird, you know, like if you watch enough formulaic pornography films where, you know, like the gal wants an A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she studied, she just didn't do very good on the test, and he knows the way to give her an A, right? I mean, how many times can you see that same damn thing before you start looking with chicks with dicks?
What about the movie parody porns?
Don't like them.
What?
See, no. the problem with them is they want to keep on their costume because it's the only thing that links them to the character they're portraying. And so, like in the superhero ones, they just like rip the asshole out of their costume. And then like guys are like fucking them in the costume that they just like ripped the ass out of.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Does the costume stay ripped throughout the rest of the movie?
I don't know. I don't watch the rest of the movie.
Well, that's the thing. Typically, it's really poor planning on their part if they're really trying to stick to the story, because after they get done banging, what the hell is that person going to do when it has to leave that abandoned warehouse after Batman gets done fucking Harley Quinn?
Like, just don't wear bottoms then, I guess. But don't, like, rip the ass out of it, because it just doesn't look right. It looks bad.
Can they not take their pants off?
I don't know, like, you know, like I see like that it was like ripped unevenly, mm-hmm. and I don't like it. And it's always so dark because they're always fucking in like abandoned warehouses, I guess, because superheroes don't hang out in bedrooms.
Over like on the top of a wooden crate.
And it mm-hmm. looks dirty. And it's all bad. There's too many shadows. I need a well-lit pornography film. That's all I'm saying.
I yearn for the days when there actually, when it actually was a film. You know, now it's just a collection of scenes shoved together, where it used to be some sort of through line, no matter how vague it was, that at least set like a tone and give you some atmosphere, and then it would organically break out into a group orgy.
Oh, like David Duchovny's thing back on, I think, Showtime days?
The Red Shoe Diaries?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was David Duchovny reading pornography.
Right. He'd get letters. People sent him fuck confessions.
Mm-hmm. And after he just
roamed around in the dark with his dog kicking puddles, reading these fuck letters.
Or at parks, you know, whatever.
And he also had a half-court basketball thing in his apartment in New York. That was pretty cool, too.
He's like, dear guy who likes to read fuck letters, I know you're walking your dog right now, but let me confess my fuck story to you.
I got blasted in the vajay. The end.
This story will take right about 28 minutes.
Every single time.
So, guys, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more.
Yay!
Probably for about 35 to 40 minutes more, and then we'll you know, do it like, oh, hey, do you have picks of the week? Blah, blah, blah. And then it'll be over.
Titties.
That's the big formula. That's how the whole thing works.
Doesn't work well.
We haven't done it any different yet.
Yet.
But who knows? The future's bright.
And full of dicks. Wheelbarrows full of them.
Gross.
Beep. Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Spider-Man Homecoming finished with 152 points, which falls a little short of Guardians and Wonder Woman for the top earner. But with War of the Planet of the Apes coming up with a great first weekend and an 82% Metacritic, the Lotus Cast still has lots of wind in their sails. 20 people have already reviewed Dunkirk and have it at a 96%. That's crazy. We'll see if the apes can do Cars money and close the gap on the shit sandwich Joe served up picking Snatched next week.
Here is another financial tip from Drunk.
A 401k is a great way to save for retirement.
New from Amazon, the Alexa Outrage Barometer, an automated third-party source that will give you an unbiased read on whether you should or shouldn't give a fuck.
Alexa, they're selling tickets to a screening of Wonder Woman that's only for women.
The film is being shown on 3,000-plus screens nationwide. Go to a different one.
But it's sexist, right? They're infringing on my rights.
Maybe, but it's ultimately just some broads watching a shitty DC movie. It makes them happy. Why do you give a shit?
Oh. Thanks, Alexa.
The Amazon Alexa Outrage Barometer. Because there's a battle every day. We can help you choose the right ones.
Strange Mabel.
Let's talk about a few things that bring us together, okay? Things that emphasize our similarities instead of our differences. Which is all you ever hear about in this country, is our differences. It's all they ever talk about. Politicians and the media always pushing the things that separate us. Things that make us different. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing. Fairly simple thing. Happens to work. Anything that's different about us, you know that's what they're pushing at you. Racial differences, religious, ethnic, national backgrounds, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do to keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Guys, welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Hi.
Hello.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with the television show What Would You Do?
No.
Is that the one where the guy goes into places, they set up cameras and they set up stupid situations that more than likely wouldn't happen? They film the people's reactions and then the guy comes in and says, hey,
you're a hero.
Oh, hey, why did you treat that person like shit? I'm that guy from What Would You Do? That one?
That's it, Travis. That's the
okay,
one.
Okay, I am familiar. Yep.
There's a clip from that show that has been posted on my Facebook timeline about 30 times.
Does the dude get knocked the fuck out?
And it irritates the fuck out of me every time. Now, I pulled the clip. I want to play this for you. Maybe you got to put your headphones on so you can hear it. Actually, I guess not, because I got to put it on the speaker so that Travis can hear it.
Yeah, let me hear it.
This goddamn clip I've heard on Facebook, or I've seen on Facebook like 20 times. And every time I see it, it drives me nuts. I'm going to play it.
Mina, the man behind the counter.
I'm playing the Middle Eastern victim.
And Oliver, the racist provoking him.
I am the bigot.
Are both actors.
I don't want a terrorist touching my food or taking my order.
He's a soldier. He's in uniform.
A member of the U.S. Army steps up to the counter.
Hey, don't get with this guy. He's a Muslim.
Travis, can you hear this?
No.
You can't hear it at all?
Not a bit.
Does he provoke a riot and get the other actor killed?
So, I'll set the scene for you. There's
okay, take me off speaker real quick, because I'm getting real bad echo.
There's a guy working behind the counter who's wearing like a Muslim little hat, like a little knit Muslim hat. You know what I'm saying? The little knit Muslim hat. What do they call those?
I'm talking about Muslim hats.
Yarmulkes.
You know, the Muslim hat.
It's not yarmulkes. That's for Jews.
Okay. And there's another guy who's going to play a racist. And he's going to antagonize the guy working behind the counter. And a guy comes in who's like a military guy. And they're like, ooh, this is a good one. We should get this guy. Have you not seen this on Facebook, Travis? Because I've seen it like 30 times.
No, I haven't seen it. The only one I remember from that show, the clip, was the blind guy came to buy a drink, and the bartender gal tells him it's, you know, $5, and he puts out a $100 bill, and she says, okay, here's your change. It's $2. And the guy is there, and he kind of looks at her disapprovingly, and she says, shh, I'll split it with you. That's the only one that I remember.
So let me play a little bit more of this.
Is he laughing?
Why is that funny?
Unroll?
Hold on. What happened?
This guy's a Muslim.
We live in America. He can have any religion he wants.
Aren't you fighting against these guys?
Not at the moment.
So, I mean, like, he's dragging the guy into it. He's forcing this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, if the guy was just, like, you know, doing his shit elsewhere, this guy probably wouldn't have said a word. But, like, he's bringing him into it. You know, he's, like, saying, you know, like, hey, you're in the military. You gonna beat this guy up? He's a Muslim.
Right now I'm ordering a sandwich.
I don't think it should be working here.
Yes. Oh, okay. Fire chips and move out.
He doesn't follow orders.
Look, I'd like to order some food, just not from you, okay?
Get out. Put the chips down and go buy them somewhere else.
You want me to leave this place?
You have a choice to shop anywhere, just like he has a choice to practice his religion anywhere. That's the reason I wear the uniform, so anyone can live free in this country. Leave the man alone, buy your stuff, and leave.
Time to tell this soldier this is one battle he no longer has to fight.
So then this guy comes out and he goes, hey, you're on camera. That was very brave what you did. Basically, just for being a person, right?
For not being a complete dick.
I mean, this man is verbally abusing someone right in front of him and dragging him into it, making him an accomplice in the bullshit that he's saying. If he went along with it, what would they have done? Would they have put that on television?
Yes.
They would have been like, look, this guy's a shithead.
Well, they might have...
They probably would have had to blur the dude's face out because, unless you sign a release, you can sue him.
And that's usually what happens on that show in my experience. I've only seen that show like maybe three times. And every time somebody is a complete piece of shit, it's a blurry face because there's no possible way you're going to sign
So they do show that. People being complete pieces of shit, too?
Yeah, but you can't show absolutely. Their face.
But, yeah, because the dude does come out and starts talking to the person, and usually they try to escape or like blow him off, but they keep, you know, he'll keep like pressuring them, which is bullshit because it's a setup. You're like you said, you're setting these people
up. You're forcing the interaction.
Right. It's like it'd be like saying the real world is not a scripted television program.
I just imagine them like peeking around a corner and being like, "Hey, buddy, come here and help me rape this gal." And then the guy saying, "No, you shouldn't rape gals." And then the guy comes out and he goes, "That was very brave what you did. You didn't help this guy rape someone."
Please tell me that guy's gotten his shit pushed in at least once. Like somebody just hauls off and cocks his dude right in the jaw.
Punch him in the face.
They set up one at a bar where it was somebody was trying to roofie gals. So they like made it super blatantly obvious that this guy was hitting on these gals.
Oh, so he wasn't being smooth about it at all. He was brandishing his roofies.
Yeah, it was like sexual harassment.
He walked up to the guy and be like, "Hey, man, I got this big sandwich bag full of roofies. You want a couple? We could get laid super easy tonight."
He made a lot of noise like he was opening a bag of Sun Chips at the bar, so people would look at him.
Loudest bag,
giant pills. It's like not even. It's like the giant size Pepto Bismol pill size, so you can absolutely see that it's a pill that dissolves.
He unscrews a giant coffee can that has roofies written on it.
Skull and crossbones. And he gives like a really pervy wink to the other customers at the bar.
Yeah. And the guy's like dressed like one of the New Age outlaws. The thing is I feel like every time somebody shares that on Facebook, like it's what Napier calls it virtue signaling, right? Is you're posting it and you're saying, yeah, we shouldn't discriminate against Muslims. Look at what this guy did.
Or is it more like, oh, look at how great our U.S. military is.
Look at the boys in green out there, you know, fighting when they're not even fighting. That's why they wear the uniform.
You know what most people would do in that situation? Look at the dude.
Nothing.
Nothing. They would look.
You know what I would do in that situation? Not a fucking thing.
You'd put your head down. You'd look towards the floor and then walk away.
I wouldn't be a part of it. If the guy tried to get me involved, I say, "Dude, don't get me involved in your bullshit." And I step to the side.
Unless they're holding up my sandwich. If they're holding up my fucking sandwich with this bullshit, I'm going to tell the dude, "Hey, you can say all of that, every word of it you want, but my sandwich is next in line. I'm going to need you to step over to the right."
That's probably one that wouldn't make it on TV, is general indifference.
Yeah.
If you came in, you'd probably get blurred, and if you chastised them, you'd probably be a hero. But if you were just generally indifferent to the whole thing,
"Hey, listen, buddy, I only get a half hour for lunch."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, man,
you can scream and yell at this dude 5 feet to the right. It'll be just the same. Won't affect my sandwich at all.
The other big thing that I saw is I read the big long BuzzFeed story about R. Kelly. Did you guys happen to see that one?
Nope.
I couldn't get beyond the headlines of him having underage sex slaves. It reminded me too much of his porn tape reveal and his peepee time.
He has a 6-woman sex cult, Travis, is what the story alleges.
Are they in a bunker?
Well, he told them all that he was going to help their music career. Oh, hold on, I should play the Trapped in the Closet music while I'm talking about this, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit too on the nose for me.
He has a sex cult with six women that he told them that he was going to help them with their music career. Now,
a basement is really acoustic. His defense.
None of these gals' singles have dropped yet.
Nope.
It's been going on since 2010. And they have cell phones, but they're only allowed to call him. They have to call him Daddy.
That's kind of creepy. Why do I feel that this is bullshit?
It was pretty in depth. It, like, had all these girls' parents that just they haven't seen them. They haven't seen any of their daughters. Their daughters have been secluded to this sex cult apartment that he's keeping with all of his gals.
Isn't that a police matter?
Well, the police went and talked to him, and they all said they're fine.
Oh.
They're just, you know, they're there with R. Kelly. He's helping their music careers. And they just call Daddy on their cell phone. He tells them what to eat and when they can sleep. And he films all of their sex. So he has hours and hours and hours of films of him banging gals.
You know, that's a little narcissistic to watch your own banging tapes. Isn't it?
He shares them with his friends. He has filming party or like a viewing parties where he shows his fuck videos. Now he's open in the closet.
That's a little weird, right?
What, the sex dungeon thing?
I'm talking more about the reveal party. Like,
you think that's the weirdest part?
A little bit.
That's the weirdest part. He films all of his fucking. He has six gals locked in an apartment that have to call him Daddy, that are brainwashed into thinking that he's going to provide for them forever. But the weirdest part is that once he films all of his fucking, he has his friends over to watch the videos.
Are the girls there too?
I don't know if they're there or not. Probably.
Do you think he puts banners up saying world premiere of my new video?
Do you think that all of these will eventually come out? Like, we'll just have... Like, when R. Kelly dies, are we going to get all... the archive? Are we going to get the
Is
whole...
it like the conjecture when Prince died, if we'd get all the music out of his vault?
It would just all drop that day?
We're getting all of R. Kelly's sex tapes?
Just that day, it would just all be available. Somebody would.
He's
just
not
put it...
good at it. They released that one, you know, when he was supposedly was sleeping with that underage gal, and then
they
it turns
peed
out
on
she
her.
Wasn't. Yeah, yeah, but it, well, and then there was another one shortly thereafter that after the pee scandal disappeared, where it was like another gal that was supposedly underage but just really looked really young. That video was somehow on the internet. Figure that out. I mean, I'm sure he's releasing them, but he's not really good at the bank. You'd think a guy like R. Kelly would, you know, I think of him like D'Angelo, where, you know, if he's gonna get busy with a lady, it's gonna be something special, something to behold. But R. Kelly just kind of sat on a bench and just let her do everything.
You think that when you're R. Kelly and you've had so much fucking in your day, I mean, just like. I mean, every time he does a live performance, I imagine he has the opportunity to have sex multiple times if he so wished to.
Oh, easily. Mm-hmm.
That you would just be so bored with it that things like this would be the only way to make it still fun. Like to have fuck cults.
That's got to be more trouble than it's worth, right?
You would think that. You would think that, yeah, the fuck cults. I got to keep track of all these gals.
I mean, that's not free. You got to feed them.
Yeah, you got to feed them. You got to pay six cell phone bills so that she can only call you. They could probably share a cell phone, don't you think?
Yeah, like a party line. Do they still do party lines?
Yeah.
Well, then he's got to keep, too, all of his lies to them. Like, he's got to keep them all straight. You know, like he told this one he was going to make her the number one star for some specific reason. Then he has to go to the next one and tell her that she's going
to
be the
actually
one
has
star?
To have recording sessions with them, or do you think that he just continuously promises them that one
well,
is coming?
He's probably got like a laptop that's not plugged into anything, and he probably just like pretends he's like, let me work on the levels here real quick before you get started, and doesn't really do anything. He's probably checking his Facebook, and then he's like, all right, you're queued up, go ahead. And then he listens to her fucking shriek for 2.5 minutes and is all like, all right, I think we got some good
yeah,
content.
Yeah, that's going to be a
that.
Banger. And believe me, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who I am?
Yeah. I mean, if anybody knows a hit, it's me. I wrote Ignition.
The remix edition.
And so, but that's where I was thinking that it would have to go is to, like, You just can't just fuck random broads forever if you've just done so much fucking in your day. Eventually, it's got to get weird. You got to start peeing on underage gals and having sex cults. It's just the logical progression of things. Like,
well, right. Otherwise, it just becomes like your morning cup of coffee. It's like it doesn't really even do anything anymore. It's just what you do.
Mm-hmm. You wake up, you take a piss, you take a shit, you fuck all six of your slave gals. And then you fake that you're going to record songs with them. And then you go to work doing whatever it is you do.
Yep. If you're R. Kelly, that's what you do. If you'd like to save money on your car insurance, you go to Geico. It's what you do.
Thought you could save more with Progressive.
Great Geico commercial.
I shouldn't have blew our wad on that. We could have actually made that.
If you're R. Kelly, you have sex slaves. It's what you do. you have the guy come over at an R. Kelly show, and you say, you know, hey, do you want to meet R. Kelly's six sex slaves?
That could be another stream of revenue for that guy.
and then the guy says, no, man, I just want to hear, hear some smooth R&B. And then the guy comes out and he says, you know, that was really brave what you just did. you turned down an opportunity to meet six sex slaves. I mean, you could have done whatever you wanted with them. I mean,
Why do you think
about all the people that would have just gone backstage and met the sex slaves. But not you. You're truly brave, what you just did. And the guy just looks around confused, and he goes, yeah, you're on a TV show. He goes, so I'm not going to hear Cookie? Says, no, this isn't even a real R. Kelly concert. Well, Travis, what do you got, buddy?
I don't. Taekwondo got moved off of Mondays.
Woo!
On Tuesdays, so it's not a big giant rush. So I was pretty excited today to find that out.
So you're pretty relaxed. You're feeling good.
Yeah, man. I picked the kids up, and the daughter was late to be picked up at the Boys and Girls Club because she was on a field trip. So I went and browsed the local Goodwill. And brought the kids home and casually made them dinner and hung out and read a couple comic books and then signed on to do this fine program with you two gentlemen.
Jody B. has a good point in chat. He says that it's good that R. Kelly's just sticking to those six girls and it saves the rest of them.
Well, you know he's going to get sick of those six and have
probably
to
get new ones, yeah.
Replay.
Or expand his cult, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And open new chapters in different cities around the world.
Trapped in My Basement, Volume 2.
Gotta have one in New York, one in L.A., man. Maybe one in Chicago.
Got
that way you're never too far away from your whores.
But, yeah, no, I have a feeling that there's probably still side pieces beyond the six.
Well,
you know, I mean,
there's
still tours, I'm sure, and these ladies are cut off from the world. They wouldn't know what he was doing.
Oh, R. Kelly's definitely got plenty of side projects going on.
He does. He's see, that's what you got to do, Travis. You got to make just a couple of like slow fuck jams.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, you were talking about blowing Justin Timberlake earlier.
Sure.
I mean, like, you make a couple of songs that make people feel something.
And then you're never more than an hour away from getting your dick wet.
Right. And you can just go with that forever. I mean, that baby face guy, he's probably still doing fine, and he hasn't had a hit in a really long time.
Nope,
doesn't need to. He'd be like, guys, I'm baby face. And they're like, oh, yeah, I finger banged my girlfriend to you when I was 15, and this meal is on me.
I don't think I would recognize Babyface if I saw Babyface, like, sitting alone.
Well, yeah, but we're not Babyface's target demo, Napier. You know, the people that Babyface would be attracted to,
yep,
they know who Babyface is.
Excellent.
Yeah, but to be fair, somebody out there felt something from Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It and would do the same exact thing. And that's not exactly a slow R&B jam.
This is how we do it. Yeah, but do you think he ruined it when he started doing daytime television?
No, you get your name out there, increase your brand.
Are you talking about Montel? Yeah, I think he really screwed up his musical career when he started doing that shitty daytime show.
Mike.
What?
Gonna go fishing tomorrow.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
This fishing shit.
Gonna go fishing.
This is crazy, right, Travis? This is this fishing shit that Napier's on.
Like, Napier, I feel like
his whole fishing thing is because the price of catfish at the store went up like a dollar.
No, it's $9. It is now $9
a pound. What was it before?
I remember buying it at like fucking $5 a pound.
Travis, did I ever tell you my Napier catfish story?
No.
Back in the day, me and Napier and a couple of friends, we used to go to the casino pretty regularly.
It was fun.
In the evenings after work. And we went to the casino one night, and after we had been there for a while, we had all decided that we were hungry, and we were going to go to the 24-hour diner nearby. And I was hesitant to go to the 24-hour diner nearby because I had to get up early the next morning to open the Pizza Hut.
Yes.
I had to get up early, had to go make dough, had to do the whole thing, you know? I would have to get up at like 7:30, which for a young man isn't difficult. You know, you can bounce back, but still it was nearing 1 a.m. I had to get a few hours of sleep, but God, the 24-hour diner, it was a call on me. So I go to the 24-hour diner and I say, okay, we got to order something fast and just get out because I got to go home and get some sleep before I got to get up and open the Pizza Hut. So we sit down, and the lady comes over, and Napier says to the lady, I want the catfish. And the woman says, well, you can have the catfish, sir, but it does take about 45 minutes to prepare. And without hesitation, Napier says, oh, that's fine. So I'm irritated already because I'm like, goddamn Napier, we just got done talking about how I had to get up early, open the Pizza Hut.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Of course you weren't. So we wait the 45 minutes. Napier gets his catfish. He takes one look at the catfish and he says, oh, this isn't what I was expecting. I don't want it. And she says, what's wrong with the catfish, sir? And he says, well, I was expecting it to be like a catfish fillet, but this is just like a fish.
Yeah, they handed me a completely almost full catfish carcass, head and all, and then just plopped it on my plate.
And the chat room, Michelle, asks, who the hell gets catfish at 1 a.m.?
This motherfucker.
And I will tell you, Michelle, the answer to that question is Napier. Napier is the man who gets catfish at 1 a.m. And so he ordered a second meal, which they then had to prepare. And needless to say, the next morning when I opened the Pizza Hut, I was dog tired. And that's my Napier catfish story.
But there's a moral to the story.
Don't order catfish from a 24-hour diner?
No, ask him what it is before you order.
You say, is it a catfish fillet? Or are you going to bring me a catfish?
They brought me a whole catfish.
You didn't want to put in the work.
No, I didn't.
You could never have sex slaves.
No.
But that's what you're going to do tomorrow, is try to go catch whole catfish.
I'm going to fillet them.
You could have filleted the one at your table.
Yeah. You know, when you pull these catfish out of the river, they're not going to be fillets.
No, I'm going to take my knife. I'm going to jam it into their gills so they die.
I don't see you doing any of this. Why? This isn't stuff that I see you doing.
Why?
I see you saying, oh, this whole cutting catfish thing isn't happy.
Probably won't be. There's going to be some blood.
When we went on vacation, Napier had very specific bathroom requirements. He would not shit in gas station restrooms. He would only shit in toilets that he deemed happy. This is not the man who is going to take catfish from the river and prepare them. This is a man who's going to go fishing one time. He's going to realize he doesn't like it because the catfish won't just jump out on the bank for him. And then he will have wasted $50 on a fishing pole.
Probably.
And $15 on a license.
No, the
because the price of catfish went up $1.
It's $9 a pound. That is ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous.
Why don't you just switch to haddock or something? That shit's always cheap.
No, I like catfish. It's my favorite fish.
Have you had all of the fish?
I've had catfish, cod, trout, tilapia.
Have you had grouper?
Nope.
He has not had grouper yet. So he can't really say that the catfish is his favorite fish.
It's my favorite fish so far.
It's his favorite fish so far, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't hurt the other fish's feelings. The other fish are fine.
Till tomorrow when I catch one of them and put a spike through its head.
You're not gonna do any of this.
Why?
I know you're not going to do any of it.
The first time one of the fish swallows a hook, you're gonna be out.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I don't think you're even going to go fishing.
Why?
I don't think you're even going to get in your car with a fishing pole and drive to a body of water and throw your lure out into the water.
I will bring
If you do that, yeah. I will be fucking astonished.
Did you want me to live stream it? Because I don't have a good data plan.
Absolutely I do. I want you to live stream you fishing.
Okay.
That's what I want more than anything.
Or at least just have somebody take a couple of nice nature shots with you and the river in the background and nice smile on your face.
You know that picture that people take where they hold up their fish that they catch?
Yeah.
I want that picture. Okay. I want it so fucking bad.
Okay.
You're not going to do it. You're not going to go fishing. Just say it. Just say, yeah, I'm probably not going to go fishing.
No, Mike. I'm going fishing.
Yeah! That's right. Can I ask you a real quick question about this river that you're fishing out of? How close is it to the radioactive dump that you guys have in town there?
Oh, it's a few miles away.
So not too bad. There's no chance you're going to catch one of those Simpsons
fish.
From the
river, but you can't see it.
All right.
Yeah, the river's fine. The house is nearby, not so fine. But they're not the river.
My house is practically along the Missouri River.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably go fishing.
Yeah, you want to go fishing tomorrow?
I don't.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because to catch a live fish, all I'd do is throw it back.
Why don't you eat it?
I don't. I mean, if I want to eat fish, I'll get fish that a professional prepared for me. I'm not cutting up fish and doing that whole thing. Anytime that I've gone fishing, I've caught a fish, and I've looked at it, and I say, yeah, it's a pretty big fish. I did pretty good there. And then I throw it back in the water. And then I throw my hook back out there, and I probably catch the same fucking fish again.
Can we do a skit, like a parody of Chris Hansen's To Catch a Predator, where it's Napier catching a catfish and judging it for 10, 15 minutes?
Judging the size of his catfish?
Like, hey, catfish, you're, thought you'd be bigger. Not bigger. Not gonna get many fillets out of you, am I?
Probably
not.
What
did you hope to accomplish here?
It's not happy. The catfish that he caught. It's not a happy catfish.
You know what I'm going to do, Mike? I'm going to deep fry the whole fucker. Just cut off its little head, take off its skin and its guts. Now I'm going to batter him up, deep fry him.
Why did the price of catfish go up? Is there a shortage?
No, you can get catfish anywhere. That's just what they're charging.
They're just daring you to go fishing.
We've had some flooding the past couple of years. Maybe it fucked up the catfish pens. Like, these catfish, they're not going out and getting catfish. There's a farm where the catfish are, and they just harvest the catfish.
You're not going to go.
I am going to go, Mike.
I don't
mind. I have faith in you, buddy.
Travis, do you think he's going to go? Travis, I mean, you don't know Napier as well as I do, but you've spent many a Mondays talking to Napier.
Napier seems very intent on this fishing excursion. I do believe he will go. Maybe not tomorrow because something might come up, but I do believe...
Something will come up tomorrow. It'll probably do it on Wednesday, right?
I do believe Napier will get out to that river. I do believe that he's going to cast that pole. He's going to cast that line out there, and he's going to sit there, and he's going to wait for a catfish to bite his hook. And then... it's all up in the air because I haven't seen it yet.
I don't think it's possible. I just don't. From what I know, I don't see it happening. But hey, prove me wrong. I'll be excited to see fishing napes. Do you have like a cool fishing hat?
I got this hat. Should I get a fishing hat?
Gotta get a fishing hat. Something with a floppy brim.
Do I have to put lures in there and like hooks and shit?
Right, and you gotta get a tan vest.
Do I have to become Dan Aykroyd from The Great Outdoors?
I think so. That's what I envision a fisherman.
Excellent.
Travis! Would you say you have like a pick of the week?
I do, actually. I believe my pick of the week would be the Netflix special Oh Hello, starring Gil Faison and George St. Gigeland.
That's your pick of the week.
That's my pick of the week. Enjoy an hour and 45 minutes of a Broadway play that you would not be able to afford tickets to. It's pretty funny.
When you put something like that out on Netflix, does that mean that nobody's going to go see it anymore?
Nah, they'll still go.
I think the run is over. They did an off-Broadway run, and then they did an actual Broadway run and charged obscene amounts of money for tickets, constantly sold out, and I believe the run is over. So they filmed one of the last performances and put it out on Netflix so as to make more money off of that Broadway run.
Excellent.
Napier, do you have a pick of the week? Like, do you have a... you have something that you want the people to know? Do you have something that just calls out to you? It says, hey, this is my thing. And yes. Is it fishing?
No. My pick of the week is the new Castlevania anime on Netflix.
Is it Simon? Does he hunt Draculas?
Well, I mean, you got to watch it. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but it's Castlevania. It's bloody as fuck. think like Vampire Hunter D and like Van Helsing got together, and it's Castlevania, but it's an anime.
I think comic book writer great Warren Ellis had something to do with that, so it should be pretty dark. I'm excited to watch it myself.
It is dark as fuck, but great.
Guys,
Mike, would you say you had a pick of the week?
I'd say it's kind of cliche because it's kind of like the thing that people talked about, but we marathoned through Glow this past week.
Glow?
Oh, wonderful. Great.
Glow was a lot of fun.
What's so, Glow?
I know everybody else is. Glow is one of those shows that everybody's like, oh, you should watch Glow. It's lame to say you should watch Glow, but you should. It was fun. It was a fun.
Or just Ladies of Wrestling, Napier.
There are like 30 minute episodes. There's 10 of them. It takes like no time to watch.
Yeah.
It's fun. So watch that.
You know when it does take a long time to watch? When it's one of the shows that you watch with your wife and she goes to bed at 9:15 every night, then it takes weeks to try to get through it.
Mm-hmm. Me and the wife are currently doing that with Master of None on the Netflix.
Oh, another great show.
Guys, we'll do it again next week. Thanks to the people who showed up to listen to the live show. Thanks to the podcast. Thanks, guys. We'll be back next week.
And I will come with fish.
You're not bringing any fish. You're not going to do it. You're just not. You're not going to.
Why do you say that?
I hate to be a pessimist, Napier, but you're not going to fish. You're just not going to. You're not going to.
Let's change your angle on that, Mike. Let's just say you don't believe that yet.
Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 Central on Strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at WFODix.com. Call in. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODShow or Facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODShow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. Basically, it's a monthly donation type thing. It's stupid, but a bunch of people have one, and ultimately we're just sheep. If you want to give us money to do the same thing we do for free anyway, that'd be nice. We'll say thanks. If not, no sweat. This won't change our relationship at all. You ungrateful fuckfaces.
What did Laura mean last night when she said, I haven't slept with him yet? Yet. What does yet mean anyway? It means you're gonna do it, doesn't it? Or does it? Just come on. What would it mean to you, that sentence? I haven't seen Evil Dead 2 yet. yet. Well, to me, it would mean that you're a liar. You've seen it twice. Once with Laura, oops, and once with me and Dick, remember? We had that conversation about the guy making Beretta shotgun ammo off screen in the 14th century.
Right, all right, but let's just say that I hadn't seen it. And I said to you, I haven't seen Evil Dead 2 yet. What would you think?
I'd think that you're a cinematic idiot and I'd feel sorry for you.
All right, but from that one sentence, would you think that I was going to see it?
I'm sorry, Rob, I'm struggling here. You're asking me what would I think if you told me you hadn't seen a film that you have already seen. What am I supposed to say?
Just listen to me. If I said to you,
I haven't seen Evil Dead 2 yet, yes.
Would you get the impression that I really wanted to see it?
Oh, well, you couldn't have been desperate to see it, otherwise you'd have already gone.
Right, I'm not going to see that movie.
But the word yet... Yeah, you know what? I'd get the impression that you wanted to see it. Otherwise, you'd have said you didn't want to go.
But in your opinion, would I definitely go?
How the fuck am I supposed to know? Probably.
Why?
Because it's a brilliant film. It's so funny and violent, and the soundtrack kicks fucking ass. I never thought I'd say this, but can I go work now?